Let the words of our mouths and the meditation of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our strength and our Redeemer. Amen. The prophet Isaiah spoke the Lord's words to the Israelites, and it's the Lord talking. And he accuses the outward nation of Israel of hypocrisy. We are not an outward nation of the Lord, but we are certainly susceptible to the same kind of sin that Israel committed. Let's listen. Hear, O heavens, listen, O earth, for the Lord has spoken. I reared children and brought them up, but they have rebelled against me. The ox knows his master, the donkey his owner's manger, but Israel does not know. My people do not understand. Ah, sinful nation, a people loaded with guilt, a brood of evildoers, children given to corruption. They have forsaken the Lord. They have spurned the Holy One of Israel and turned their backs on him. Why should you be beaten anymore? Why do you persist in rebellion? Your whole head is injured. Your whole heart is afflicted. From the sole of your foot to the top of your head, there is no soundness, only wounds and welts and open sores, not cleansed or bandaged or soothed with oil. Your country is desolate, your cities burned with fire, your fields are being stripped by foreigners right before you, laid waste as when overthrown by strangers. The daughter of Zion is left like a shelter in a vineyard, like a hut in a field of melons, like a city under siege. Unless the Lord Almighty had left us some survivors, we would have become like Sodom. We would have been like Gomorrah. Hear the word of the Lord, you rulers of Sodom. Listen to the law of our God, you people of Gomorrah. The multitude of your sacrifices, what are they to me, says the Lord? I have more than enough of burnt offerings, of rams, and the fat of fattened animals. I have no pleasure in the blood of bulls and lambs and goats. When you come to meet with me, who has asked this of you, this trampling of my courts? Stop bringing meaningless offerings. Your incense is detestable to me. New moons, Sabbaths, convocations. I cannot bear your evil assemblies. Your new moon festivals and your appointed feasts, my soul hates. They have become a burden to me. I am weary of bearing them. When you spread out your hands in prayer, I will hide my eyes from you. Even if you offer many prayers, I will not listen. Your hands are full of blood. Wash and make yourselves clean. Take your evil deeds out of my sight. Stop doing wrong. Learn to do right. Seek justice. Reprove the oppressor. Defend the cause of the fatherless. Plead the case of the widow. Harsh accusation. Even their worship, which he commanded, he refuses and rejects because it is brought meaninglessly, not from the heart. With their mouths, he says later, they honor me, but their hearts are far from me. We need to watch out that we do not succumb to the same kind of hypocrisy. It is easy. It is easy. We all can come up with our own examples, which we usually see in other people and not in ourselves. It is easy. A simple example. The Lord says, call upon me in the day of trouble. I will deliver you and you will honor me. Is that what we are saying? When we're a little bit upset, a little bit surprised, somebody says something and we open our mouths and oh my God, or oh my gosh comes out. Yes, that is a meaningless expression of calling on God. That is what he would call here a trampling of my courts. Many, many examples in our daily lives where we are not sincere, where our heart is not paying attention to God. Come now, he says to us, let us reason together. That doesn't mean let's be reasonable about this. That means let's take it to court. He says to us, if you think I am unfair in my accusation, let's take it to court. Though your sins are like scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they are red as crimson, they shall be like wool. They are like scarlet. They are red as crimson, glaring red. The accusations that we are sinful are true. But then he pronounces the astonishing verdict, white as snow, white like wool. He doesn't say how here, though he does say that that is the verdict. The how, he says in other places. The Lamb of God who carries and takes away the sin of the world. Jesus who gives his life as a ransom for many. Clothed with Christ in our baptism into his name. Justified in the name of Jesus. Sins forgiven, heaven as our home. Thank you, Lord, not only for taking us to court and accusing us of our sins, that too, but also for justifying us through the blood of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen. Hymn 779, Redeemed, Restored, Forgiven.